George, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just to get everyone up to date, could you just give us a snapshot of the world cybersecurity today?
So I guess the world of cybersecurity, there's obviously, and it's been reported a lot, there's an increase in the threats around the globe. You know, we've seen these recent incidents of ransomware that have been keeping the news busy and all across the Twitter and social media. We're seeing all these attacks, whether it be breaches such as you said, the Medicare breach happening, and it's certainly an increasing problem that we're seeing.
And how would a government even go about prosecuting such offences?
It's tough because these attackers come from different locations. They're not necessarily within the same legal jurisdiction. So it can be difficult, and needs to be cooperation amongst governments in order to prosecute. So obviously there's the first part where you need to first identify who's conducting the attack, and there can be some pretty grey areas there because once again you're crossing over borders. And then once you've identified who's conducting the attack, prosecuting once again requires cooperation. So it's not an easy thing.
And are there any key lessons that our government will have to learn from this Medicare incident that's happened?
Look, I think it's a key lesson as such. I think that the Australian government is certainly working on their cybersecurity, as are any other organisation. As you can probably understand, a government system like any large organisation is fairly complex, and it takes time, effort, resources to sort of protect that environment and the data. I don't know if there's specifically a lesson, just that we just need to keep moving forward. We need to keep strengthening our defences. We need to start evolving the security programs and our security posture to try and prevent things like this in the future.
And at the moment, how are governments and also private entities in countering this trend of cybercrime that's happening internationally?
So a lot of the government bodies, for example, in Australia, you've got the Australian Signals Directorate. They've released guidance. It's called the ASD Essential 8. So these are sort of the top 8, mitigation strategies to help protect systems. And these strategies don't only apply to governments; they apply to the private sector as well. Similarly, we're seeing things like this in the US with the NIST frameworks, and we have their cybersecurity framework. So they're doing a similar thing where we've basically got these controls that are in place this guidance to try and reduce the risk implement, let's say, both technical controls, training controls, and really try and prevent breaches from happening.
And with that in mind, sort of, do you have any sort of specific measures that you think that the Australian government need to undertake or introduce to increase the security?
Like I said, I think the ASD guidance is actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, as I said before, it's really an effort to kind of cut across all these systems and to implement this guidance. We've also seen, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, that the Australian government announced that they were putting together or assembling a cybersecurity, warfare task force to try and, be on the more offensive side of things. So, they're now not only looking at the defensive strategies, but starting to look at some offensive strategies, which, we've seen to use from other countries, obviously. The US, I'm sure, have a team that does exactly that. Having that both offensive and defensive strategy provides a better view, but also gives the government some measures to try and try and obviously deter attacks, but also try and prevent future attacks when, you know, they can identify that someone's attacking them. They have, you know, the resources to try and, fight back, for lack of a better description.
Mm. And so, you know, just talked sort of more on the government level, but does there need to be more sort of education and resources to sort of help or assist cybersecurity on a personal level? You know, so just sort of everyday Australians, you know, should we be giving them more education and more resources to back up their own cybersecurity to sort of help this?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, your person at home doesn't have the resources that, you know, governments and large corporations do. And certainly there's an increase in, you know, email-based, social engineering type attacks that are occurring. And, you know, the attackers are becoming smarter and smarter and smarter. So what they're doing is they're making emails look very convincing. They're sending through attachments that look very convincing. You probably saw over the last a couple of months, there's been the ASIC emails. And the one that I got one yesterday that, you know, it looks very convincing. And it, you know, if I gave that to anybody that wasn't quite technical, it'd be pretty easy to fool somebody. I mean, I had to sort of double check and go, wait, is this a legitimate ASIC email?
Mm.
There's certainly some, you know, there's some legitimate links in there, and there's some that are not. And, you know, it's education. It's being able to spot those differences in that type of thing. And obviously, you're also, you know, protecting your information. So, you know, being aware of what you're posting on social media, and how that could actually be used against you. And I know that I've been building things for years, but we are aware of it. But I still think that there's a level of, you know, complacency, or maybe it's not going to happen to me, but, you know, it does happen.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you so much, George, for taking the time to talk to us about this issue.
Pleasure.